So first of all, Cindy, can you give me some background about yourself? Because we'll be writing it up not only for what goes on the radio, but also a web feature on that day, and so that'll be great. So you said you used to live across the street, so let's start there.
Yes, there was a short time where I lived just around the corner on Hike Drive, but I actually did grow up in Ottawa, in Westboro. So a little bit odd to get started with horses because I certainly didn't live around the corner from them, but it's just really lucky that a very good friend of mine growing up in elementary school, her family owned a big horse farm in Luskville, and I was able to go with her on the weekends, and that's really where I got hooked on horses. From there, just being introduced, I kept my connection with horses through working at Barnes. And from there, I have always kept horses, coaching, and teaching as a part of my life. In 2010, I think, is when we started McNabb Riding School, moved to Braeside, and was able to lease a small barn and start with four horses, a couple of ponies, and two horses. And from then on, just kept growing and growing until we eventually really grew out of the little barn that we were in. We turned a four-stall barn eventually into, I think it was nine stalls, and completely grew out of it and was able to build a bigger facility down the road. And that's where we are now on McLean Drive. Horses as a sport is one thing, but horses are also an animal that become part of your life.
So, what do horses give back to you in return?
Oh my goodness. Probably the biggest thing they give you is their attention, their focus, and they teach you, I want to say the biggest thing they teach you is patience.
How many students at the McNabb Riding School?
Well, we have a few groups that come on our Saturday program where we start the children, and we have about 20 that come in different groups at different times on the Saturdays. And then we have some older children who lease and they come on their own time. I believe we have about 10 of those. So I guess probably there's about 25 to 30 students.
And how much of your day does it take up?
It's never ending. I can't even tell you how many hours in a day. It just doesn't stop.
What do you like best about it?
I think this is a horse person thing. I love that feeling that all the horses are in, they're eating, and you just hear them munching, and you know that they're super happy, and everybody's, I say everybody, it's horses, but again, another horse thing, I call them people. That quiet time in the barn where it is just myself and the horses, and they're really relaxed and they're just munching away. I think that's my favorite part of the day. Also, sometimes winter or the fall, when the horses get what we quote as the zoomies, that fresh air that comes in the fall, and you let the horses out at night or in the morning, and all of a sudden they're just all going a little bit bonkers. You get to watch them go a little bit crazy in that fresh air, and they're all bucking and kicking and just loving life. So if you're a passionate horse person, you get it, and it is worth it.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.